Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Georgia, a local fight over polling sites is drawing national attention. The state has changed its voting law to restrict mail-in voting, to reduce voting sites, and to let the state replace local election officials. And that has happened in Lincoln County, Georgia, where Donald Trump won a majority of votes in 2020. It's a county where two-thirds of the residents are white. And it's where Republicans have a new majority on the election board. That board is considering a plan to cut polling sites from 7 to 3. State Senator Lee Anderson, a Republican, supports this plan. He represents Lincoln County and says a few centralized locations for voting should not be a problem.
You already have 3 weeks of advance voting. If you live in a small community, a small county like Lincoln County, more than likely you would go to Lincoln to do business, buy groceries, go to the bank, go to the feed store within 3 weeks to where you can vote.
We tried several times to book State Senator Anderson, but he was unable to join us. But we did speak to Denise Freeman. She's a voting rights activist who is against the measure. And I asked her what this would mean for voters.
We are a very rural community. We have no public transportation. When we're in the city, we can access Uber and Lyft and those kinds of services, cabs if we want. But here, we do not have those options. So we have a lot of elderly. We have people with disabilities. We have 23 to 25% of our population on poverty level. So, yes, this is going to cause harm and not good for our citizens here in Lincoln County, Georgia.
Do you think in the end, if this goes through, given these challenges in the distance, that fewer people from some of these areas are actually going to be able to vote?
Yes, I do. And from people that we've talked to, people who signed the petitions, those were their concerns because right now their average travel is about 8 to 10 minutes to their precinct in their community, some even less than that. And that's more convenient. Then you have to think about our working population. Most of the people that are employed here are employed in other cities and some in other states like South Carolina. They can make it to their precinct in their community. And some of them have said that they barely make it to the one in their community.
The current polling locations that some want to close down, are they fit to be polling locations? Some have said that they're tight quarters and maybe won't allow social distancing.
We've used them, and I do not think, in my opinion, and I vote at one of those precincts that they say is unfit, Midway. It is fit. We have not complained, and trust me, if we thought it was, we would have. We've had no issues. They have not brought these issues up until now. Why now? And they use an excuse, well, we can't find poll workers. Well, yes, we can, but you got to treat them right. You can't treat them like they don't matter, like they're servants.
Well, in the 2020 election, there was record mail-in voting in Georgia, and proponents of this change also say there was a very high percentage of mail-in voting in the county. So if this change is made, don't voters still have this mail-in option?
Well, if you've looked at the new absentee ballot request form, you have to have photocopies of your driver's license or your state ID with a copy of a piece of mail with your mailing address. So we're in the digital divide here. We barely have decent phone service here.
Denise, this is happening in the context of a national conversation, of course, on voting and voting access. From where you sit, what do you think is going on here?
I think that there are people nationally and across in other about 19, 20 other states who have passed similar legislation that has been passed in Georgia, that they want to disenfranchise certain voters so that they can remain the majority in their states and counties and in the Senate, U.S. Senate and House. And I think that's unfortunate.
That is Denise Freeman, a voting rights activist and former school board member in Lincoln County, Georgia. Denise, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.